At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
As part of Darting Across Connecticut, we're live here at Cafe Laurel in Killingworth, and it's been already a really fun morning. And we talked to Jen Parkinson, who owns it, and it's a lovely place. We want to welcome in Jesse D'Amato and Jen Carroll here. You both run All Things Killingworth, or are we here for, like...
So All Things Killingworth is run by the Killingworth Women's Organization, and we're part of the Killingworth Women's Organization, KWO.
And how long have you... So it's basically a website, like a sort of central spot for people to go, like the towns... Because Joey talks about these Facebook groups that post a lot of stuff, but this is sort of like your portal for people in the town. Like, what? Describe what it is.
Right. So we didn't have like a town newspaper. We used to, and it kind of went away. So we took the idea of informing our community, of letting them know of the businesses we have, the nonprofits, any visitors who come around, and having it on a website so that they can come and find things. So it's kind of turned into this place you can go to learn all about Killingworth. We do articles about things happening in town. We just started a Killingworth kudos thing where we can just give shout outs to people in town. So it's really a great place to go if you're looking for like a carpenter, or you're looking for someone locally to help you with something, or just share a story of something cool that happened.
These things are only as effective as if people use it, right? Mm-hmm. And do you find that the people in the town really gravitate toward it, and you're getting a lot of communications coming out of it? Because I'm a journalist, and the fact that the newspapers in towns like this are gone, I think it's a terrible thing. I understand why, right? You can't make money doing it, but you know, things like what's going on at the town hall, or what committee meetings and stuff like that, is still vitally important for people to know about. Are people accessing it?
They are, but we're focusing less on the news part of it, more on the community part of it. And that's more encouraging for people, because if they have a cool story to share, or they're running a tax sale to raise money for something, then they're likely to reach out to us and let us know. Yeah. And then we're going to put an article out there, and people go and read about it, or we post it on social media as well. So it's all about making it community focused rather than like, oh, there's news in town. It's really just about what's happening with the community and keep everyone in the know.
Now, I take it you grew up in Bristol?
I did.
And how'd you end up here?
Well, I originally lived down in Lyme, where my husband, and we lived in that area for about 15 years, and then during COVID, we moved here in Killingworth. We wanted just a quieter, it was just too busy down in East Lyme, so we wanted something quieter and more family-friendly, and love Killingworth. We've been here 5 years now.
What do you love about it?
The people. The people are just so welcoming and kind and friendly, and I jumped into KWO right away, and I love the people. So it's just great, full of volunteers in this town. They're wonderful.
Now, Jen, you're from Wisconsin.
Yes, I am.
And where were you? Tell me where you were when you found out you would be coming here.
My husband and I were stationed in Puerto Rico with the Coast Guard, and we got the call that Deer Lake had been saved. It was going to be turned into several houses, and it was saved. And they offered us the job to come and be the directors, and my husband put in his retirement letter the next day, and here we are, almost 2 years later.
But you know, and then we talked about this off mic. The question I have is, why did he and you get the call? How do they, you know, like, do you have some super outdoorsy background? Or do you have connections from when, because you're from Wisconsin, and
right. He's
from Clinton, but like, how do they, why did you get the call?
Well, my husband's been really active in the Boy Scouts his whole life, and Mark and Patty Clifton were the previous directors, and he had worked with them since he was a child. He was there as a Boy Scout. He was a part of their venture crew. He came back and worked for the camp, and then anytime we were stationed on the East Coast, we would bring our children here to go to camp. And when we were getting close to retirement, we knew that we wanted to work in youth outdoor education, and so he came back to speak with Mark and Patty, sort of networking to find out what kind of positions were out there. And so he worked with Mark, and Mark gave him some ideas, and then sort of offhandedly said, well, you could take over for us when we retire. And my husband was like, we'd be interested. And then it turned out that the camp was up to be sold, and he said, I don't think it's going to work out. And then all of a sudden, you know, again, we talk about community. The community came together. Really, the community is what saved Deer Lake.
Well, people who don't know the story, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you know, because of not only the lawsuits, but just participation in the Boy Scouts nationally, they had to reduce capacity, and they were going to sell this property. And there was a developer who basically had an agreement to buy it for $4 million and change. And people went bananas, and they raised the money and got someone to back it, and they ended up buying it. Thankfully, the developer didn't counteroffer up the bid, and now that,
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
500, what is it? How many acres?
It's just about 300.
300 acres is now
open space. It's completely paid for. The nonprofit Pathfinders owns it out right now, so we can completely save it. For the use of the community, and we've really opened it up, and we're starting new programming. We still run our day camp for children, and this year, with ATK's help, actually with the women's organization's help, we've started a scholarship fund now so we can help children go, because we believe that every kid deserves the magic of summer camp. So.
Yeah. That's awesome. We're talking with, that voice is Jen Carroll, who is with the Deer Lake Outdoor Center, and Jesse D'Amato, who helps run all things Killingworth, and I think it's a great thing. What's the buzz in town? Like, what's happening? Give us a sense of, like, events or what people are talking about. You know, people are listening, maybe haven't been here, don't know the town. Like, give us the buzz.
Sure. So I think the biggest thing we'd love to share is our picnic. So last year we revived a very old town tradition of having a town picnic. It kind of fell off the radar, and Jen and our other committee member, Janet, were talking about bringing all our nonprofits together in town, and it kind of morphed into, like, hey, let's just do a town picnic again. And so the three of us and her husband, Brian, kind of came together and put on a town picnic at Deer Lake Outdoor Center last year. We raised over $11,000, had over 40 vendors, nonprofits.
So last year was the first year?
Last year was the first year, and so we're bringing it back again on October 4th. Coming up, we already have Cafe Laurel here as a sponsor, Barrel House as a sponsor, five vendors already signed up, nonprofits, and food trucks. So we're still getting more vendors in and more nonprofits, but last year we had over 1,000 people attend. We had three great bands. We're going to have more bands, more vendors, more nonprofits, and hoping to raise more money to send more kids to Deer Lake Summer Camp.
So the proceeds will go toward that ability to send the kids to camp. And it's, you said, early October.
Mm-hmm.
And where is it?
It's right at Deer Lake.
Oh, it is on the property?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that is really...
Because Deer Lake's a beautiful place. It has a beautiful spot, and there's a big lake, and there's the hall, and... There's just so much space to do amazing things. We have so many great people come in. And it was run by, I don't know, we had over 1,000 volunteer hours of volunteers running that entire picnic.
That's cool.
So we're really excited about it this year. And we have another nonprofit we're donating to as well. So the proceeds will go to Deer Lake for summer day camp and the Kelly.
It's like a party, like a beer garden-y kind of deal, too?
We have a beer garden.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
can people camp overnight? Can people, like, stay overnight in a tent and stuff?
Yes, we have camping.
Oh,
we have
that's so
tent
great.
Space and lean-tos.
Why October? Like, why not do it when we can still swim and stuff?
Oh, it'll still be warm.
It will be, okay, because October feels like cold nights. What a great idea. And so people obviously must come from other towns, too, to
absolutely.
Come to this.
Absolutely, yeah. And we had, like I said, we had over 1,000 people last year, and we're hoping it's going to even double because it's just a great day. It was a beautiful day last year. We had a great time.
It's a great way to celebrate the community.
My wife, so. I hope she's not, well, because I'm not a camper, but my wife is. So if she's listening, she's like, we're doing it. Can you just go and squat, or do you have to reserve stuff?
No, we have an online reservation system. Our website is deerlakeoutdoors.org, and if you click on camping, you'll find our online reservation system right there.
Awesome. Well, listen, Jesse and Jen, awesome work.
Thank
you. You're doing it for your community. No compensation here. The picnic is such a great idea, and so thank you for sharing all things Killingworth and Deer Lake with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.